Shalom Aleichem, welcome. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to the Shmiras HaLashon Project, To Think Before We Speak, Part 12 of 120, entitled The Hatred That Is In Your Heart. The Chafetz Chaim describes a specific lav that could apply to cases of Shmiras HaLashon and Lashon Hara. Lo sisna es achicha bilvavecha. You should not hate your fellow in your heart. And over here, the Torah is actually presenting to us a mitzvah that at first glance is mind-boggling. How can you tell me how to feel? But that's exactly what's being described, that we are in control of our emotions, and a person is not supposed to hate a person in their heart. As we'll see, this is related to a different lav, which is lo sitar, not to guard a grudge perpetually. And although the Chafetz Chaim acknowledges in the Be'er Mayim Chaim that one's initial reaction to being offended might indeed be one of anger, but as time goes on, a person should be able to gain control of themselves and no longer experience the hatred in their heart. The Chafetz Chaim writes, Kigon, for example, in Befanav Shalom Yedaber Esreyehu, if you speak peacefully with a person when you're in front of him, but shalom befanav mavish esrecho befnei acherim, but when you're not in front of him, you're undermining him, you're trying to destroy him. V'alachas kama v'kama, and certainly, if you clearly state to the people that you're talking, don't tell him that I'm talking about him, that clearly would be a violation of this lav. Again, lo sisna esachicha bilvavecha, not to hate your fellow in your heart. In the Be'er Mayim Chaim, the Chafetz Chaim elaborates and points out, one level here is that it's dangerous and unfair. A person who hides the hatred in his heart, but doesn't let it emerge, is in certain ways worse to his fellow, because his fellow doesn't know to avoid you, doesn't know how to guard himself from your hatred. And we find very interestingly that to a certain degree the Shvatim were credited that they did not hide their hatred with Yosef. V'lo yachlu dabro l'shalom, they were not able to make peace with Yosef, but they let him know that they had problems with him. Another issue with guarding the hatred perpetually is literally that you could perpetuate the hatred even when you are with a tendency to calm down as time heals wounds. But a person who guards the hatred, as we'll see in a moment, the Isser of Netira, to guard that feeling, so then even the normal healing process cannot occur because the person is intentionally against it. Whenever we discuss this, people want to know, but legitimately, how are we supposed to let our emotions of anger come to the fore and constantly argue with people that we're angry with? Oh, we're supposed to be nice to them. And certainly a person is supposed to be nice to them, but not in a hidden way. In other words, the hatred should not be hidden. It should be nice to them in a way that we hope that will affect our emotions and we're open to reconciliation. A person was wrong to us. One of the techniques is to be nice to them. Make it clear we have nothing against them. And eventually they too, kamayim panim al panim, will come to terms to be our friends. Adam nifa kafi pu'ulosav. According to the way you're nice to somebody, you come to like them. but one has to be open to reconciliation. If a person is not, then it's the fraudulent behavior that the Chafetz Chaim is describing. Finally, there are two Isurim, one called Lo Sikom and one called Lo Sitar. The Gemara says Lo Sikom, not to take revenge, is illustrated by a person who wouldn't lend you something. So when he comes to borrow something, you tell him, I'm not lending you, just like you didn't lend me. Lo Sitar is described as a person who didn't lend you, but when he comes to borrow, you tell him, I'm not like you. You didn't lend me, but I'm willing to lend you. And you lend him. Chafetz Chaim says that these are not really two different Isurim. They're really building one on the other. Lo Sitar is to guard the hatred in your heart, even if you don't act upon it. Lo Sikom is that it actually went to the point that you took Mekama revenge. But the Isur of Lo Sitar is present, a person who guards the hatred in an effort not to reconcile himself to the situation or to the wrongdoing that was done. The recommendation from a Torah perspective is that we're supposed to either work it out, or when it comes to being nice, to role model good behavior and try to move in that direction. One of the tools the Be'er Mayim Chayim brings is to realize that good and bad come from Hashem and that the people were only tools. And it makes it easier, if not initially, but as time heals wounds, to come to terms with a situation. One final comment. We sometimes hear the expression, I'll never be mochel you. I'll never forgive. And that clearly is not a Jewish expression. The Jewish expression is to hope that reconciliation will happen, that they will be able to come to terms with whatever offense causes the anger, and that eventually through effort, they will once again come to the situation of V'ahavta l'reicha kamocha, which is the goal to reconcile and come to terms and once again be on a pleasant playing field with a pleasant relationship. Yashikach, thank you for joining. Have a wonderful day.